The first abolitionist newspaper in the United States is returning to publication more than 200 years after its launch in 1820. The new version of the anti-slavery publication, The Emancipator, is a joint effort by Boston University's Center for Anti-Racist Research and the Boston Globe newspaper. Deborah Douglas and Amber Payne are co-editors-in-chief of the new online publication. They say the site will include opinion pieces, multimedia series, and other content by respected scholars and seasoned journalists. The goal, they say, is to redirect the national conversation around racial injustice. I like to say it's anti-racism every day on purpose, said Douglas. She joined the project after working as a journalism professor at DePauw University in Indiana. We are targeting anyone who wants to be a part of the solution to creating an anti-racist society, because we think that leads us to our true north, which is democracy. The Emancipator was founded in 1820 in Jonesboro, Tennessee, by iron manufacturer Elihu M. Bray. Its stated purpose was the abolition of slavery, as well as collecting important documents on the subject of slavery. The University of Tennessee holds a digital collection of copies of the newspaper. The Emancipator reached about 2,000 readers. Copies were sent across the South and to readers in several northern cities that were centers of the abolition movement. These included Boston, Massachusetts, and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Those abolitionists were considered radical and extreme, Douglas said. But that's part of our job as journalists, providing these tools, those perspectives that can help them imagine a different world. Similar projects have also recently come online, including the North Star, a media site launched in 2019 by civil rights activist Sean King and journalist Benjamin Dixon. They say its aim is to bring back Frederick Douglass's important anti-slavery newspaper. The American scholar, abolitionist, and former slave was one of the most influential thinkers of the 1800s. Douglas said the Emancipator will be free to the public, and donations will support its production. The site will center on scholarly work and thought, not breaking news, she said. This is really deep reporting, deep research, and deep analysis that's scholarly driven, but written at a level that everyone can understand, Douglas said, adding, everyone is invited to the discussion. The publication also hopes to fight racist misinformation by using explanatory videos and written pieces, she said. The Emancipator's Amber Payne spoke of another major goal for the publication: reporting about solutions to some of the nation's most difficult racial problems. There are community groups, advocates, and legislatures who are really taking matters into their own hands. So how do we amplify those solutions and get those stories told, she said. Payne joined the project after working at BET.com and Teen Vogue magazine. There's so much scholarly research that just doesn't fit into a neat 800-word Washington Post op-ed, she said, adding that the new paper is uniquely positioned. The project has already posted a few pieces. For the one-year anniversary of the January 6th attack at the U.S. Capitol building, the Emancipator published its discussion with a Harvard social justice professor and commentary from a Boston College poetry professor. The Emancipator is centered on the Black community, but Douglas and Payne say it will also report on issues affecting other minority communities, such as the rise in crimes against Asian Americans during the pandemic. I'm Susan Shand.